My attention is turned to the book of John, the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter, just a few scriptures. It always been, not troubled me, but intrigued me, and thought about it many times, what Jesus said. This is Jesus' words in this 14th chapter. We're going to start with the 12th verse through the 14th. It said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you." Like when he repeats verily, that means pay attention. That means I want to draw your attention to this, what I'm going to say to you, that this is important. Pay attention. "He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. Now, he didn't say the works that I do, only the pastors or the deacons shall do also. He said everyone. "And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. "If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." Praise the Lord. In the 15th chapter, just look over the next chapter a moment. 7th verse, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you." In the 16th verse, he says, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you." I want to stop right there. Oh, praise the Lord. What precious promises that the Lord has in his word, that Jesus spoke directly. And I ask myself, what are the greater works? Certainly, he healed the sick and raised the dead and preached the gospel. He did great works to demonstrate that he is truly the Son of God, that he was truly the Messiah to come. There was unmistakable signs of what he did. But he said, "Greater works shall you do than these." And Christ, I think he may have cured all of mankind, of humanity at large, and from every physical ailment, disease, yet may not have brought them closer to God. The physical healings, thank God for. But it was the gospel message, praise God. The spiritual works that were important. That's the greater works, my brother and sister. The spiritual works. The testimony of our lives, of the truth that is in Christ Jesus. The example of living the life, abiding in Christ and doing what the Holy Spirit desires for us to do. His sphere on earth was limited in the physical sense because he came for the house of Israel. He came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That was his mission. But those that followed after him, praise God, they were not limited. Jew, Gentile, they went to Judea, Samaria, Jerusalem. After being empowered by the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, they were, praise God, empowered to bring forth the good news of the gospel, to bring spiritual healing, to bring spiritual reconciliation from the mankind back to God. Oh, praise the Lord. Lord, thank you. And greater works shall you do than these. Oh, praise God. Oh, Lord, thank you for the encouragement. He said, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that shall I do. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And you know, it's a shame that these scriptures have been used, perverted by some of the modern charismatic movement to be like a name it and claim it. All you got to do is have enough faith, and it's name it and claim it kind of thing. It's gone into materialism, and you need a new car. Well, just believe God for the new car and that kind of thing. And God does supply our needs. Yes, he does. But the things here that God wants us to focus on are the spiritual things that we need. Praise God. Anything you ask in my name, I will do it. Oh, praise the Lord. Anything, Lord, it's the spiritual things, the implication that it is in the will of God, because we're praying in the spirit. We're praying in a spiritual time and in a spiritual emphasis. Praise God. Lord, we need you to move. We need you to help us and strengthen us in our own personal lives. Lord, help me to overcome myself. Help me, Lord, to put aside the things that are discouraging me and the things, Lord, that attract me and distract me, oh God, but let me live the life and be the example you want me to be. Praise God. That's what he says here. Anything you ask in my name. And I wonder sometimes how much we believe that. I know there's the provision, well, it has to be in God's will. Healings don't always come because it has to be in God's will. I understand that's true. But until he tells us or demonstrates what his will is, we're going to believe for healings. Amen? We're going to believe that God is going to deliver, that God is going to put his hand, that God is going to make a way. Praise the Lord. Well, we're an older congregation, and we don't need to see miracles because we're established in the faith. Wrong. I don't agree with that. We got young people that need to see the operation and move of the Holy Spirit. We're going to have new souls that come in that are looking for something, and they need to see evidence, praise God, of our faith. There's a movement of the Holy Spirit. It's not just, well, the preaching is wonderful and we enjoy the word, and the word is right on the money, and we've been preaching the same doctrine for 100 years. Praise God, that's wonderful. But we need the works. We need the follow through of the works, praise God. We need the operation of the Holy Spirit to move. We need the Holy Spirit to use us for the kingdom. The gifts are not restricted to just the pastoral staff. The gifts are for everyone. In Paul's letter to Corinthians, he says he'll divide them severally as he will. Oh, Lord. Lord, let the gifts be manifested. Let the people have faith, oh, Lord, to believe. Oh, praise God. I think sometimes we accept things, not that we give up, not that we lose faith, but I think we do a little bit. We pray for a while and, well, it's not going to happen. And we say, well, it must be God's will. Well, let God say that to you directly. Let God speak that to your heart. Lord, give us faith to believe when people come up to the altar to get prayed for, whatever the need, how is your faith? Are you believing for that healing? Are you trusting God for that healing? To see a revival, to see our young people filled with the Holy Ghost, are we believing that this morning? Whatever you ask, I'll do it. Well, Lord, you said it in your word. What do you say? I said it. I'm asking you to believe it. Praise God. And it's not always instantaneous. We know that. Many times, Brother Mel testified a short time or less, was it Sunday night? He got an answer right away. He had some physical ailment. And many times we have to pray and trust God and wait on Him. Oh, but praise the Lord. Lord, help us to believe. Let me talk a moment about unbelief. You know, unbelief hindered Jesus in His walk on earth. It said when He was in Nazareth, His hometown, and He did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. That's in Matthew's gospel. In Mark, He says, and He marveled because of their unbelief. And He went around about the village teaching. Unbelief hinders the operation of the Holy Spirit. When those disciples prayed for that father's son that was possessed with an evil spirit, they could not cast him out. And they asked Jesus afterwards, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Praise the Lord. Is it God's will to deliver us from the snare of the enemy? Yes. Is it God's will to save our lost loved ones? Yes. We don't have to wonder if it's in God's will. It is His will. It is His will. Praise God. And we pray, Lord, help us. In the 21st chapter of Matthew, we find about the power of faith when He cursed the fig tree. Jesus answered, and they marveled that He had put a curse on the fig tree and it withered away because there was no fruit on it. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Those are powerful words. All things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. The mountains emblematic of the problems in our lives, the difficulties, the things we go through, all things. Oh, praise God. Oh, Lord, would you help us this morning to exercise in faith? Praise God. It talks about Abraham's faith. Paul writes in Romans, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. What has he promised you? He promised you salvation. He promised you the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He promised you victory. He promised you eternal life. That's his promise to you, praise God. Lord, help us to believe. Maybe you've been praying for the Holy Spirit for a long time. Don't give up. But trust the Lord. Say, Lord, I want your power. I want your presence. I want your spirit in my life. It is yours. It is a promise that he made to you. God does not renege on his promises. God is faithful. He is true. And what he said, he will do, praise God. It's for us to believe. It's for us to hold on. It's for us to seek his face. Oh, praise God. Oh, Lord, help us. Praise the Lord. In Hebrews, he writes, regarding unbelief, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. He writes, so we see they could not enter in because of unbelief, talking about the Israelites in their journey in the wilderness. Unbelief caused them to lose out. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, that they who, to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Can we lose out of the kingdom of God through unbelief? The word of God tells us we can. The word of God tells us it's possible. Oh Lord, help us this morning that there's no heart of unbelief in us. How does that happen? We don't stop believing. I love the Lord and you know everything's okay. No, there's something that we've let go. There's something that has caused us to not heed the promises and the commandments of God. To get our life on a mechanical kind of worship, a mechanical kind of service, but not a pressing for the kingdom. Oh Lord, how did the Israelites, after seeing all the miracles of God, how did they get to that point? How is it possible? Unbelief. Unbelief. Oh Lord. I like that what the father said when his son was possessed with an evil spirit I referenced earlier. And he asked Jesus, Lord, if you can do anything. And Jesus didn't say it like this, but he says, you know, that's not the right question. The question is, if you can believe, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believe. Well, Brother Ron, I've got family, loved ones I'm praying for now, and they just disappoint me so much. And I'm to the point where not ready to give up, but I'm close. Nothing seems to reach, and they get further and further and further from God. And it seems so impossible. It seems out of the realm of possibility. And I say to you, based on the Word of God, no matter how discouraged you get, don't give up. Don't give up this morning. Believe. Trust God. All things are possible to him that believeth. Anything you ask, I will do it. Believe the word of God this morning. Trust the promises of God. Take them at his word. Lord, you said it. I believe it. Break the unbreakable. Move the immovable. Oh Lord, out of the impossible, we'll see a miracle. Oh, praise the Lord this morning. Oh Lord, help us. Let our faith arise this morning. God has given us something that is so precious. His truth, his word, the Holy Spirit that resonates within our soul that begins to witness to us. Oh Lord, help us to be that example, that testimony you want us to be. I believe if we all got together, if we all got together in the faith, in unity of spirit, and believed for the promises of God, we would see them flow down. Oh, Lord. From time to time, I think of the young people that have left us. Some are going to other churches. Some are not going anywhere. And I think, and I wonder, Lord, if we had demonstrated, Lord, if we had exercised in the Spirit as we possibly should have, if we had done what you had called us to do in the degree you call us to, would they still be here? Would they still be in here in this congregation? But I say, Lord, the past is past. We're here now. Would you take us, Lord, to that higher level? Would you take us to that deeper walk? Lord, would you use us in the Spirit of God that he may move, Lord, and exercise in the gifts? That he may have a church that is on fire. Praise God. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we find so much encouragement in the Word about believing the promises of God. Why did God put all those promises in there? Why? In Luke, we find, I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. We know these scriptures. And for everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he shall ask a fish, will for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Oh, praise the Lord. How much more the Heavenly Father. In Romans, Paul writes, he that sacrificed his only son, how shall he not freely give us all things? Brother and sister, where does faith come from? It says faith comes from hearing, hearing from the Word. So faith comes from the Word, the literal Word, and Jesus Christ, the Word. Amen. Faith comes from him. Praise the Lord. Lord, let our faith arise. Let our faith grow deep. It's not a superficial faith, a check the box faith. Oh no, I believe. Praise God. I've committed my life to Jesus. I want to serve him. I want all that he has for me. Some say, well, I don't know about the necessity of the baptism and I'm not sure about it. Well, don't get hung up on that. Let me just ask you a simple question. Do you want all that God has for you? Do you want all the blessings God has for you? Who is going to turn down? Tell me, who in their right mind is going to turn down the blessings of God? No, Lord, thank you, but I don't need it. I got enough blessing. I don't know anybody that's going to do that. Lord, I want all that you have for me because I want to draw closer to you. I want to be a testimony. I want to be your example. After all you've done for me, oh Lord, empower me to serve you. Praise God. What has he done for us? Not one of us deserves to be here this morning in the presence of God. And I don't say that demeaningly. I mean that sincerely, because we brought nothing. Nothing. We were wretched and blind and miserable and lost and undone. I don't care if you were born in the church or not. It doesn't matter. We were all born sinners. And we needed salvation. We needed saving. We needed the blood of Jesus to wash us clean. And we need the Holy Spirit to sanctify us wholly and to live the life. Praise God. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. John writes in his epistle, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And we know that he hears us for whatsoever we ask. We know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Oh, praise the Lord. Lord, would you help us this morning? if you can believe. Jesus told us, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Oh, praise the Lord. Lord, help us. Help us this morning to believe. We want to see the things that you have promised. We want to see the miracles, not for the sake of the aggrandizement of the church. That's not it. We want to see the miracles for the souls that will come, for the young people, that their faith may be strengthened, that they may be encouraged, praise God, to serve you, to follow you, praise the Lord. If you believe this morning, Lord, you said it, it's done. You said it, it's done. The Holy Spirit baptism is yours. It's yours. Well, Brother Ron, I'm not this, I'm not that. Put that away. None of us are. You think anyone deserved anything from God? No, it's the grace, the unmerited favor of God. It's the grace that saved us. The faith, the saving faith that we got came from Him. You didn't have it within you. He didn't wake it up, say, oh, look, here. No, it wasn't there. He gave it to you. Amen. That you might wake up, that you might say, oh, Lord, I believe. He did it all. Oh, praise the Lord. I pray the Holy Spirit would strengthen us as I close this message this morning. Hebrews, we know this scripture very well, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Oh, praise God. A rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. It's not just on Sunday morning. It's not just once, not when we're just in trouble. A rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Oh, praise the Lord. Lord, help us this morning. I'm going to close with this verse in Zechariah. When he encouraged them in his book to continue building the temple and do the work of God. And he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain. Who art thou, O great mountain? O great impossibility? O great mountain? Who art thou? It's the Lord of hosts that will come against you, praise God. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. O Spirit of God, would you move in our hearts? Would you help us, Lord, to have faith? Have faith. I want to see the mountain move. I want to see the miracles that God promised. I want to see the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I want to see people being used for the kingdom. Praise the Lord. I want to see it. I believe you do too. I want to see loved ones come back. I want to see our prayers answered. Oh, praise God. Oh, Lord. Is it possible? Can you do it? Is it in the realm of, is there a possible way that this could happen? Yes. 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 He is the Lord of hosts. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the encouragement in your word this morning. Put away all the negatives. Put away, the enemy is great at looking at the logic of the circumstances. It's this, it's that. They married an unbeliever. They're not coming to church. I can't talk to them about the Lord. They were once here and they're gone. Put that all aside. I believe. I believe, Lord, I believe. I'm going to the throne of grace. I'm laying them on the altar and I'm believing this morning, praise God. I'm trusting you, Lord. Oh, Father, would you work in our midst? Would you do a mighty work, oh God? Would you save? Would you heal? Would you bring victory? I feel like the Lord is encouraging us this morning. It's easy to look at all the other things in the Word, but He's focusing. The Holy Spirit seems to me to be focusing on us. Believe for it. Believe for it this morning. Believe for it. Don't get distracted. There's so many things to pray for, I know, but believe for it this morning. God, you're in control. May the Lord encourage you this morning. May His word abide sweetly in our hearts. May His name be praised. Do we have a song?